So if you can use the first few tactics of recognizing what's going on, and then using a discreet, even brief, tactic to relax and ground yourself, you'll be more able to refocus on what you need to do next, and having that fit your values and serve you well. We want you to start refocusing on the options that are available, moving into that responding mode. So whether the situation involves dealing with unexpected news, making a change that you didn't want, or responding to other people's behavior, it can be made easier by stopping and getting into a problem-solving mode. So here's how you can do that. We invite you to write down answers or type them out on your smart device or laptop or computer, or talk with a trusted person about these five things. So firstly, what is the specific situation or behavior of concern? There might be a lot going on, but you can think about, all right, when it comes down to it, it's that they said this, or they didn't do that, or this change that's occurring means that I have to do this in a different way, or it takes longer, or I'm put in a situation where I might be compromised. Part two, what impact did this have on you or is having on you now? And they may be physical impacts, things that you need to change or do differently that are quite observable, or there might be internal impacts such as how you feel about the situation or what resulted from the situation. Thirdly, what sensible options are there that you can take now to navigate the situation and generate those options? There may be three, there may be six. A couple of them may seem like the most likely options. If you run them by a colleague, a friend, or even a supervisor, you can then hunt through that list and look at what you could do next. But that might also flag some issues or barriers. You might need further information. So ask the question, what further information or help do I need right now? It even might just be running by your plan A with someone that you trust, someone that can give you that advice. It may be that you need to go to experts and get some expert advice. And lastly, after you've pondered that, the fifth question is, what am I thinking about this now? It might be that you're thinking realistically, it might be kind to yourself and quite balanced, or you might find that you're being self-critical or putting pressure on yourself. Your thinking might involve some assumptions you made about the situation, and you might need to go back to step four and get more information. And this then produces usually our intention. What are we going to do next? What's our plan? And in a situation where we're uncertain or we're feeling some degree of stress or even being overwhelmed, having some sort of plan about what you will do over the coming days or the coming weeks, even what I need to do today, can help the brain settle and then the body to settle and reduce a sensation of stress. And this, as you can imagine, is an activity best done with getting some dedicated time, slowing down your mind and thinking things through. Otherwise, if we're doing this on the hop, we're likely to go over things, a bit like a broken record, and that worry becomes what we call rumination, going over old ground, where we might already have a plan, and we don't need to be going over things again and again. On a day-to-day basis, though, if you've already had some planning time and looked at your options, and you don't need to do that all the time through the day, you may want to use some simple questions to refocus, particularly if you're going through a rough patch or there's a lot of things you need to navigate through. So you can put your mind back on the task or you can expand to see the bigger picture, depending on what's needed, by asking yourself a question. And this activates those control centers of the brain and allows you to shift where you need to be. So here are three questions that can do that. One is, what do I need to be doing right now that's sensible and serves me and others well? Now that, as I mentioned before, might be the task at hand you're doing now, or it might be going and talking to someone, or it might be that you realize you need to do more thinking or planning. Then you choose. You have the option to choose what you do next versus react. Secondly, what single action can I start now that can help me navigate the situation, even if it doesn't yet solve the situation? And thirdly, what will I think, say, or do next time this situation or concern happens? And that's particularly helpful if we're talking about a confrontation or a challenging behavior that's occurred, and you want to be front-loaded with how you will tackle it so you have a plan for next time it happens. Because in all likelihood, if it's a recurring event, it will happen again. What we know is this thinking time and this planning time and reconnecting to wise action and even your values allows you to generate solutions and try things out versus having the pressure on ourselves to have the answer straight away, which can cause stress. So we look now at wise actions. Once you're in a state of composure, or even if you've just reset and focus where your thinking is, it becomes easy to choose a wise action. And a wise action is something that in the moment helps you navigate the challenge. It may be doing nothing at all. So here are some examples of wise actions. You could just listen and observe the situation. And you actually might learn something about that. You might learn a bit more about how you're reacting or how others are reacting in the situation. You might continue the situation or the action you're doing, but do it carefully and just see what happens. Thirdly, you might realize that just observing or continuing isn't enough. I need to find out more information, or I have a need here that's unmet. So go and clarify, ask for more information. Some people will get through a challenging situation in the short term by accepting things for the time being and just coping for now. And that's actually can be wise in the moment if there's a complex situation that needs a step process for it. Others times, it's a situation where you can actually ask for feedback or you can give feedback and ask someone to change. So this actually involves talking to people, constructing a conversation, and letting them know exactly what you expected and what you request them to do differently in the future. Other times we're a bit unsure, and it can actually be helpful to step back and check our own thinking and our assumptions. Just check, how am I seeing this right now? Is my thinking helpful? What assumptions have I made here? And then tactical withdrawal is also an option. So we can leave the situation for now and get advice. That's about going and counting to 10, or perhaps taking some time out, or it might be simply stopping a conversation, having it later. Lastly, ask for help and advice as a very wise action, which helps generate what to do next. And so far, what we're talking about here are refocusing tactics. These are things you can do with deliberate effort and do have an effect. Lastly on this list is refocusing through your values. Let's put it this way. So no matter what has happened, how you feel, what they did or didn't do, you can, with composure, refocus on your next action according to your values. So by doing this, you're more likely to engage that responding mode we talked about and communicate more skillfully, even if it's just to listen. So some examples of values are on this list. Things like respect, patience. Just as I go through this list, think about which ones jump out for you, which would be your guiding principles, even if you're unhappy and you had to tackle a situation. Kindness, helpfulness, flexibility, courage, friendliness, forgiveness, acceptance, assertiveness, honesty, diplomacy, safety, skillfulness, connection, cooperation, and fairness. And it can be a helpful activity to share those key values which guide you in how you respond to challenges and change in your life, or to bring them back into focus for you, particularly if you're feeling very strong emotions and you want to be grounded in what is of value to you. Coming back to this list can be a great exercise over the course of weeks or months if a situation requires some time to sort through. And we have available for you an audio exercise called the 3-minute quick calm combo. And there's also a 90-second quick calm combo, which combines some of these tactics we've already spoken about. So particularly how to relax and refocus on cue.